cough test Adore, Friday the 20th of March, Rabbi Ephraim Pinnas. Why do we not have Korban Pesach today?
Shus Rabbi Meiri, Shus Moronon, Rabon Raboisam. Starting Parshas Vayikra, the Parsha of Korbanos. This Shabbat is not only Parshas Vayikra, it's also Parshas Achodesh, the Parsha of Korban Pesach. So I thought it would be an inyan to discuss an instant for Pachas Vayyosa, Rabbi Kivega, Chavetz Chaim, Chaznish, all the Gedoy Lachoinim were busy. Why and what's the heter in our days today not to bring a Korban Pesach? It's like a question where nobody bichlal thinks about, but Rabbi Kiva Eger has already 5 tshuvas together with his aide of Chasm Sofer and discusses that mitzvahs Korban Pesach is from the most chomedige mitzvah what we have in a Kol HaTorah Kula together with Bris Mila. The only 2 mitzvahs I say in the Torah, what is a chiyuv koris, where somebody is not mekayim, the mitzvahs I say. Everywhere else we know, it's only on a lav we can have a chiyuv koris. Not be'inyan mitzvahs I say. Only mitzvahs Mila and Korban Pesach, even on a mitzvahs I say, you chayev koris, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So Fred Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the heter today? We can go and sit Seder night. We mekayim the mitzvah de'raisa from matzis. We mekayim abakoises, hagodah, sipur, we machmi all the chumres, all the hidurim. What's with the main mitzvah de'raisa? The Pesach the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv koris, if we're not mekayim the mitzvah, to bring the Korban Pesach, even in our time today. So lichuve the poshtet zach, everyone will say, there's no beis hamikdash. But it says Yerdua, there's a Medrash, where the Medrash says that even after the Churban, as long as there were Yidden in Beta, Klal Yisrael used to bring a Korban Pesach every year. They didn't bring any Korbanos the whole year. But Erev Pesach, they bought a Korban Pesach without the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Aloche is, like the Rambam brings the Aloche, the Ketushas Beis HaMikdash, Kitcho LeShato, the Kitcho LeOsid Lovri. The Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Azore, is chal for all the years till Mashiach will come, is still here the Kedusha. That's why we tell you don't have a heter today for Yisrael to go into the Har HaBayis. Mimele is this Medrash that Klal Yisrael, when it came out of Pesach, even after the Churban, as long as there was still Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they used to go Erev Pesach in the Azore and bring the Korban Pesach even without the Mizbeach, at the mokum of the Mizbeach. But the Rambam says, it's not dafke the Mizbeach, we have to bring the Korban on top of the Mizbeach, we need the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach, when it was standing, was Mekadesh, the Mizbeach itself and his place. Mimele, even if today we don't not zoiche, we don't have the Mizbeach, still we can be yoitze, we bring a Korban, and we makrif the Korban, we make a fire at the same place where it used to be the Mizbeach in time of the Beis HaMikdash. Mimele, we see in Chazal, the Klal Yisrael was still makrif the Korban Pesach straight after the Churban for Kama Shonim at the Mokum HaMizbeach. So Mimele, what's the heter today that we don't have to do the same and bring a Korban Pesach, not to go into a Shaila of course. So number one, everyone would say, what do you mean? Today we all Tomei. Everyone today is Tomei Mes. Everyone had today Shaiches once by a Levaya, or the Beis HaChaim, or the Beis HaKvores. Everyone turned Tomei. We don't have today the Pora Aduma to make Hazoe of Shlishi and Shvi to be able to be Tomei. We all know it's a Chiyuv Kvores, Chiyuv Misa. For somebody who goes Tomei into the Azore, into Mokem HaMikdosh. So what's Bichlal the Havamina that we should be able to go? We all Tmeim. There's nobody of us today Toyer. So what's the Havamina to be able to go into the Azore? Abed Ebbe says, that's not Bichlal the Taina. That's no Shum problem. because it's already brought down in the Gemara in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. That this where we have an Issa for that Tome, it's only when there's a Yochit or the Emiut of Klal Yisrael who are Tmeim, then the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael who are Toyer have to bring the Korban Pesach. And anyone who is Tomei has a schus to come later on Pesach Sheni, on Yud Dalet Ir, to bring another Korban when he will be Toyer. But it's already brought down in Chazal in the Gemara, where we learn out that Lu Yetzuya Roif Klal Yisrael will be Tomei, like today, where Rubei Kekuloi, every Yid in Klal Yisrael, well, had already Shaychas Amol to turn Tomei, if we all Tomei today, steht gepaskind, mit dem Mishneh von der Gemorre, das Bordan Aloche, that Oif Tume, Roif Klal Yisrael is Tome, Tume Hutro Bezibor. When the whole Tzibor of Klal Yisrael is Tome, then the Rebbein Shloim gave us a special heter to be Oile Le Beis Hamikdash, Oile Le Azore, and to bring a Korban Tzibor, even if we Tome. Because if ganz Klal Yisrael is Tome, we not matre the Korbonis for Pesach Sheni, no other Rabbe, Tume Hutro Bezibor, and when Roif Klal Yisrael is Tome like today, midin Tume Vetare, there would be no problem to go up to the Azore, to go up Erf Pesach in the Azore by Beis Hamikdash, Mokem Hamikdash, and be makriv the Korban, even at the whole year when we go into the Mokem Azore, it will be a shayla of Kores. But when we do it for Korban Tzibor, if Roif Tzibor, if Roif Klal Yisrael is Tomei, it's Mutter, Lekatchile, no problems. And we made it a din where we think we all Tomei, does not apply Le'inyan, Korban Pesach, what's a Korban Tzibor for Ganz Klal Yisrael, where everyone is Tomei. The next interesting Teretz Rabbi Kiveger discusses, he says, to be able to do a Krova of the Korbonis, we need the Kohanim, and the Kohanim need to have Bigdei Kehune. Bigdei Kehune is Me'akif. So, what's the problem to organize Bigdei Kehune, even when we need thousands of Kohanim to bring Korban Pesach for Ganz Klal Yisrael? What should be the problem to organize? We should all have the Bigdei Kehune. We have Bidyuk, the measurements, and the Mahalach in the Torah from the Bigdei Kohen Hedye, Bigdei Kohen Godel. So, Adarabe, let's get Bigdei Kehune. Writes Rabbi Kiveger to his Edom, there's one problem. That we are having shittas and rishonim, that the avnate, part of the avnate of the belt with the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol head, one of the halokim of the avnate was tcheles. And tcheles was done of chilozen. And that's yidua, like by tzitzis today, we only have the big day lovan. We don't have the big day tcheles, because we don't know today in Golus what is the chilozen. What is the fish, or the fish today, we'll say, are the sherets of the chilozen. From this you can make today the dam tcheles. So Mimele Zat Rabbi Kiveger would not be shyach for us today to do an avnate for the kohanim alidei the tcheles. And in Ochanama by tzitzis we can go only if big day lovam. Because by tzitzis it's not ma'akev to have the big day tcheles. And Mimele we only have the white Chutim by tzitzis, we yoitze the mitzvah tzitzis. He said, Mash Enkin by Bigdei Kehune, dutz me'akiv. So, Mele, if you'll do Bigdei Kehune without tcheles, it won't be called Bigdei Kehune. To be makriv, the Kohanim should go and bring the Korban Pesach today without the Bigdei Kehune, we know Klor and Chazal in the Gemara, it's me'akiv. So, one of the tainis of Kiveger is clearing why Takin Ochaname. Today we can't go and bring the Korban Pesach. Is Ulai Zot Rabbi Kiveger because we're missing the Emesdiger Bigdei Kehune. We don't know what's the Chilozon to be able to go and organize today for us Bigdei Kehune. The Kehane should be able to be Makif. Noch Azach goes Rabbi Kiveger in another Tshuva. He has five Tshuvas in Chelek Hei, from Tshuva Mem to Tshuva Mem Hei. Another Tshuva, he says, 1 minute. He says, we need Kehane. Only Kohanim can be makriv the Korban. He says, we need Kohanim or kosher Kohanim min ha-toire, because this is for the Reise to be able to do that Korban in Azore. He says, how do we know today min ha-toire who is a kosher Kohen? In Ochaname, we call up for Sefer Torah, we call up Kohanim. We do a lot of other kibudim, we give Kohanim. As Rabbi Kiveger goes with a chiddush, he says, it's only the Inyan, the Rabbonon, or the Minhogim of Klal Yisrael, where we had already all the Doiris. But he says, "Be'ikar din min ha-toyre," it's hard to know who is an emistic koyin. Because he says, "Le'inyan yichus of koyhanim min ha-toyre," we need to have two edim from doyer to doyer. Every son needs to have two edim, that his father was a koyin, and he is a son of his father. And like this, every doyer will need to have another two edim about his father and the son. And he says, Rabbi Kvegel writes already over 200 years ago, we don't have this today through the Churban, through the years of the Golas. So we should have a family where every doyer has two kosher edim, that the father was a kosher koyin, and he is a son of a koyin. We made a tiny Rabbi Kvegel, it's not shy for us to go into the Azore, to bring koyhanim what's me'akev midoyreise, that they have to be kosher koyhanim, and tell the koyhanim of our doyer today to do an avoider, because sof kol sof, how do we know that the be'emistik al pidoyreise koyhanim? Chazam Sofer asks back to his shver Rabbi Kivayger, so if you say we can't rely on koyhanim today, so what do we do yontif in chutzloretz and in Yisrael every day? Bechas koyhanim? Bechas koyhanim? We tell the koyhanim to be oyler. And Rabbi Chazal Feufer Tainis, that you do a toisis in Shabbos, that a koyin who is not an emistic a koyin, and is oyle leduchen, is oyver a issa fin loisisa, because it's a broche levatole. And a loisisa issa de reise. So Chazal Feufer asks his shver Rabbi Kivayger, if you say today in the oireises we can't rely on koyhanim, so how in Ochaname are koyhanim allowed to go today and do birchas koyanim on Yontif? Because if there is a Sofik, Ulai, they're not emistic koyhanim, what's the hetter for them to be oile and to make a broche, and the birchas koyhanim is a broche? And Tosfos says, you oive loisiso, what's one of the isure de reise, if a koya, if a Yisrael will be oile leduchen. So Rabbi Kivayger answers him back, that the tainer is a good tainer, and you write that we do rely on chazokis, what we have a chazok, if this is a koyan, we keep on that he's allowed to go and be oile leduchen, but he says because it's only like a bedieved diger minik als chazoke, and it's not the emistige birur min ha-toire, as Rabbi Kivayger says, whatever Klal Yisrael had all the doires will keep, whatever the Kohanim did all the doires, we are mamshich, but Rabbi Kivayger says we don't have a heter to start up a new zach, a new inyan midoy reise, that the Kohanim should go into the Azore to be makriv the korban. Rabbi Kivayger says, min ha-toire, I cannot be 100%, I cannot be vadai, that he is an emistic kohen. Mele writes back to his Edom Chazam Sofer, whatever the Kohanim had till now, we'll leave, we won't change. Abinochaname, we don't give them any new inyonim for kohen. And that's why the Chazan Nish also writes, today, even in Eretz Yisrael, where we still mafrish tumis and maisres, we don't give the maiserishin to the kohen. Why don't we give him, if we have koyhanim, why shouldn't we give maiserishin to the kohen? So the Chazan Nish, the same inyan like Rabbi Kivayger. Because we're not 1,000,000% that this kohen is an emistic kohen, we mele whatever there used to be a minik in Klal Yisrael, duchenen, oyle de teure, we keep. But we're not doing any new kibudim, we're not starting any new minhogim together with koyhanim, because min ha-toire, nobody today is a vadai emistic koyin. And it's also Yodua, the Vilna Gaon himself was a bechoy. And he was choishish, he was machmir, that we know we need pidyon ha-ben. After the pidyon what his father did to him, who knows that min ha-toire he's an emistic koyin? So it's Yodua, the Vilna Gaon. But any time and every time when he saw somebody in the shul is a koyen, he went up to him and asked him if he's asking to make a pidyon ha-ben for himself. But he wasn't a big balabatish gvir to give every koyen every day chomesh loyim. So he did like the Gemara in Kiddushin says, you can do matona al menas lahachzir. So the Vilna Gaon had like 5 sloyim in his pocket. And any time when he found a koyen, he went up to the koyin and said, can we do pidyon ha-ben? I give you the chomesh loyim, matone al menas lahachzir, a matone, but b'tnai, after you got the matone, you'll give it back to me. Mimele monafshoch, the goyin was hoping that b'mesher his whole life, he'll find at least one koyin, or even min ha-toyre is a koyin. It's a chumre, it's not a minig what anyone should do, it's just... It's a chumre what the Goyen did, because he relied the same shit like Rabbi Kivayger, that today it's very hard to know who is an emistic koyin. And even in Ochanawa, we have some families in Klal Yisrael where we know the Miyuches. And for us, it's a Yediyah that's Miyuches. We say Miyuches, Kehanim. But Rabbi Kreger writes, in the Indian Dei Reise, it's not enough to have Yiches. You need to have, like in Besden, Eidim. We need to have Eidus, where we have every Dei, not a Dei and Dei. We have two Eidim who say, we know his father was a Kohen, and he's a son of his father. Mimele Zokta, today we don't have a family where every Dei, we have two Eidim about them. Mimele Rabbi Kreger says, I'm a bit nervous, who is the Amnestige Kohen? Noch interessante Sache, Rabbi Kreger finishes up. He says, we need to have Mokem HaMizbeach. And he says, today it's very hard to make a cheshbon al pi emes, where bedyuk, what's the bedyuk, the place, where was Mokem HaMizbeach? We know the machlokes of the Tanoim, if the Mizbeach was more in Zofen or in Doroim. We know the measurements of the Mizbeach and of the Azorah, and where Beshaz Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was in Azorah, in the Heichal. But Rabbi Kreger says, we only know the measurements of the Amis. Now the Gemara says that in Beis HaMikdash they were using different Amis. Amis Soichek. Means Amor was a bit bigger than our Amis. Rabbi Kreger made a cheshbon. The Rege, every Amor was a bit more than our Amis. But we don't know how much more. Kondois, we cannot make Bedyuk. We can't know exactly the cheshbon. Where is Amis the Mokem HaMizbeach Bisman Beis HaMikdash? Mimele, we will go to the Azor, to Heichel, the Azor, and bring it Korban Pesach. But if we not makriv the Korban Pesach at the amnestic exact place where the Mizbeach was at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we will not be able to be Yoitze. This is some of the Sibyls of Rabbi Kreger writes this Edem Chasm Sofer, why today we can't go and bring a Korban Pesach in the Golus, even there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Chofetz Chaim was asked the same Shaila. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Likutei Halachos brings down that in Ochanama, that we all know there's a din, that even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, that we still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash at the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Ochanama, the Rambam says that even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it could still be Makriv Korbonis at the place of the Beis HaMikdash because we have the Kedusha. So the Chofetz Chaim, but it's only if at the place when you makriv the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbonis, you can see from there the Mokem Kodesh HaKodoshim. Like in the time of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But if the Shari Azore, the doors of the Azore were closed, Zok the Gemara, you couldn't do outside any Avoide. Because every time when you do an Avoide, had to be that the Koyen, the Shas, he did the Avoide, was able to look and to see at Mokem HaMikdash, to see the Mokem HaMikdash and Kodesh HaKodoshim. Mimele Zok the Chofetz Chaim Achidosh. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, if today we wouldn't have from the Arabs the mosque, that the place where they daven, if this would not exist, and the whole Heichel and Azor would be straight open, so Chavetz Chaim and Ochaname, we would have a heter and a chiv to go and bring a korban even in Golos. So he writes Chavetz Chaim. But Chavetz Chaim says, because today we mokim hamikdosh, and mokim kodesh hakadoshim is covered from the mosque, from the tifle, from the when Arabs stand today in their daven. So Mimele says, even if we would have the Kehanim and the Bikti Kehune, and we would know the Mokem Mizbeach, and we would have all the Milas and everything to go and bring the Korban, but at the place where we would do the Avoid of the Korban, the Shrite, the Zrike, and the Akdore, we would not be able to look and to see the Mokem HaMikdash, because the Mokem HaMikdash is covered if the mosque. Mimele says it's like in time of Beis HaMikdash. If you didn't avoid it when the Sheorim and the doors were closed, it's not Shayach to be Yoitzer, because it's part of the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, is that every time you have to be able to see the Mokem HaKodesh and Mokem Kodesh HaKodoshim. Mimele says to Chofetz Chaim, who are in today, because we have the problem with this Arab building, we cannot be Yoitze any Avoide in Beis HaMikdash, in the Azore, in the Heichel today, because it's not Shaykh for us to see the Mokem HaMikdash. That's the another Sibber of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chaznish also is marich about it. Gedoy Lisrael, they were all busy because it came to Pesach, it's a chorus. What's the heter not to do a mitzvah of a chorus? Is Chaznish in his Sefer writes a different Sibber. He says, when we look into the Chumash, Pashas Bechukosa, when the Rebbein Shloim gives us the klolis, in Loi Yishma, when we don't listen to the Rebbein Shloim's Torah, we're not mekayim the mitzvahs, sagt der Beinschleun im Chukaisai Perik Chavov, Posuk Lamed Aleph, Vashi Moises mit de Sheichem, Velo Yoriach, Bereach, Nichoi Chachem. Der Beinschleun tells us in the Klolis, that if you don't keep the Torah, you'll do the Aveiris, I'll make Chorev the Beis HaMikdosh, Velo Yoriach, Bereach, Nichoi Chachem, I won't have any Nachas Ruach from any Korm we're going to bring. That's the Lashon of the Posuk, in Perik Chavov, Posuk Lamed Aleph. In Mele sagt der Chazanish, we all know that when you bring a korban, part of the kavonis, what's in the akif, what the Mishnah in Zvachim says, there are six kavonis where you have to have kavonis, b'shas you bring a korban. One of the kavonis is, it has to be l'nachas ruach, that Rebbein Yishloim should have a hamnoe, and doing it l'shem the mitzvah of nachas ruach, the Rebbein Yishloim should have a geshmak and a nachas ruach, and this will klal Yisrael a makrif kavonis. Wenn Mele reizt der Chazanish, der wenn Rebbein Yishloim reizt in der Klolis, der wo is makrif de Beis HaMikdosh, velo yoriach bereach anichoyach, I don't want to have reach nichoyach. I'm not interested in any reach nichoyach if there's no Beis HaMikdosh. Mele reizt der Chazanish, can't be that we have a chiyuv mitzvah to go and bring a korban. He can't tell me that we have a chiyuv kores if we don't bring a korban to do the nachas ruach. If the Rebbein Yishloim himself writes in the Torah that when the Beis HaMikdash is chorev, is lo yoriach bereach anichoyach, I will not be interested in any reach nichoyach. Melech HaZnish says, in Ochname, he's still allowed to bring a korban. I'm not saying there's an issur to bring a korban, but we say there's no mitzvah. The mitzvahs are only at the time when alidei the korban you can give a nachas ruach to the Rebbein Yishloim. But if alidei the mitzvah, the Rebbein Yishloim does not have a nachas ruach, the lo yoriach bereach nichoyach, there's no shum nachas ruach b'shas the korban, because Rashi Moisiyas mit the Sheichem, the Rebbein Yishloim does not have a nachas ruach, meile tain chazmish, there's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, so meile, you can't have a kogis. We made it, that's why today in the Golas we not makriv the Korban Pesach. Agav.
Did you not say earlier that they were makriv Korban Pesach?
Oh, so Agav, that's what I want to say. Very good. Kumt Emek Broche. Emek Broche, of Arya Pomeranz from the Gdol Yisrael before the Melchome. And he brings down the Shitta, like Chazanish says. And he says, so what's Pshat that Klal Yisrael after the Churban was makriv Korban Pesach? So Mimele, he brings from the Netziv, brings from Arya Pomeranz an Emek Broche from the Netziv, interessante Pshat. He says, Inochename, the Pshat of the Mahalach of the Chazanish, that is no Nachas Ruach, he says, is Nogea for any and every Korban, Chutz Korban Pesach. Why? He says, every Korban in Klal Yisrael we had to bring Kedei to give a Nachas Ruach. Mimele, there is no Nachas Ruach in the Churban, after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, there is no need to bring a Korban. He says, the only Korban that's different is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, what we read this week in the Seder Parsha Chodesh, is the Rebbein Yishloim says, Mishchu ukhu lochem tzoin. Because the Mitzrayim were oived away the Zorah to the tzoin. That's why the Rebbein Yishloim said, now, Adarabe, pull yourself away, Mishchu me avoy the Zorah, pull yourself away from the avoy the Zorah, and go and bring a Korban Pesach. Memele, he says, Meshem the Netziv, that the Korban Pesach is not a Korban where we have to bring the Inyan Nachas Ruach like the other Korban, like Korban Shabbos, Korban Yontif, to do a Nachas Ruach for the Rebbein Yishloim. No, Korban Pesach is kedei to pull ourselves away from the Avodah Zorah, to show that we don't have any Sheiches with the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrim. And we, when we makriv Korbanos, we don't have any Sheiches with the Avodah Zorah, we only do it for the Rebbein Yishloim, the Akrove. We made a tiny din tziv that Korban Pesach, because the whole tachlis of Korban Pesach, to show we don't have sheiches of avodah zorah, is not le'inyan nachas ruach. And we made the Korban Pesach is the only Korban where even in Churban Beis HaMikdosh, where there's no Beis HaMikdosh and there's no nachas ruach for the Rebbein Yishloim of any akrove, still Korban Pesach we can bring, because this is the ikar mitzvah to show that we mishku, we don't have sheiches like the mitzvim, who are makriv l'avodah zorah. No, we are makriv l'shem Hashem and not any sheiches l'avodah zorah. So Mele says that's why he believes that Korban Pesach you can bring even if there's no nachas ruach.
How do they go to Mokam Mikdash? How do they go to the Mokam Mikdash?
Why not?
Tommy,
we said it's two is good to be similar.
So it's
really called the Sibyl of Kazanish.
So it doesn't agree with
Kazanish. It agrees with Kazanish in any other Korban.
Yeah,
He agrees there's no Nachas Ruach, but he says Kom Pesach Begyut is different. It's Cholik Le'inyin Kom Pesach V'Chaznish. What interesting is, Chazm Sofer, after he went then back with his father, Rabbi Kivege, the five Shuvas, on every Shaila that Rabbi Kivege had about Bikri Kehune, about Mokim HaMizbeach, about everything, Chazm Sofer was Cholik, and he did find different ways in Heterim how we should be able to bring the Kom Pesach. And interesting, Chazm Sofer writes, Libi Oimeli, I believe, why don't we bring a Kom today? Poshet, because we don't have reshus from the Goyim, who are shoylet on the Mokem HaMikdosh, to go and be oiler azor. Chazam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that he believes Me'ika Halocha, there would be a heter to go and bring a Kom, and maybe we will have a mitzvah, or a part of the goal is we are onus, and we can't go and be oiler in the Azorah today, klalis for to bring Kobonis. And Rabbi Kivege, like a Stickler of Ruach, Chazam Sofer, Stickler of Ruach HaKodesh writes, and I'm telling you that even if you would ask, you will not get reshus. That's how Chazam Sofer writes. And very interesting is, today, a few hundred years later, 200 years later, after Chazam Sofer wrote this tshuva, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, he was a Talmid of Chazam Sofer's son, Ksav Sofer. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was a Talmid of Ksav Sofer. He came in the late 1800s to Yerushalayim. Beginning of the 1900s, he turned to be the Rav of Yerushalayim. We all know Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was the Rav of Yerushalayim. There's an interesting story. 1917, when the English Meluche took over Palestine, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was the Rav of Yerushalayim, and he was a Talmid of the Ksav Sofer, was the son of Chazam Sofer, he had in him this shit of the Chazam Sofer that we have to bring a Korban Pesach. Chazam Sofer writes, we don't have any reshus. That's as long as there were the Arabs, the Turks. In those years, Chazam Sofer has said, we don't get reshus. So there's a letter, and it's a Yeduadige story, there's a letter from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, where he asked Sir Herbert Samuel, where he was the Memune mitzad English Meluche about Palestine in Israel in those times, to give him, please, reshus, to ask by King George here in England, reshus once a year on Yud Dalet Nissen, the Klal Israel, at least the Yidden who live in Yerushalayim, on Mechuyev to bring a Korban Pesach, should go up and bring the Korban. And what was the tshuva? The answer was no. Chazam Sofer writes already 200 years ago, the Goyim won't let us. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld felt as Rav of Yerushalayim and English and Meluche, Efshe, you should do the Ishtadlis. And the answer was no. He didn't get the answer. He didn't get the heter. Like his Rebbe wrote 100 years early in the Tshuva, he says that even Rabbi Kivege says, Lehaloche, there's no heterim. Rabbi Chazam Sofer said, I feel Lehaloche, we could find some heterim how to do it. But the answer is, we push the oinus, and the oinus that we in Golas, and we all waiting taker to be able to be zeicher in Mitzvah still this year, that the Rebbein Shloim build us again the Beis Hamikdash, will have the Emes Dike Koyhanim, with the Bigde Kehune, with the Mizbeach itself, not only the Bigde Mizbeach, the Mokem HaMizbeach, and on days there we should be able to Yoytze the Korban Pesach, and eat all together in Yerushalayim, the Neuchal Shom, min Azvochim, min Apsochim, min Hero, v'yomeinu.
Bring us back to last week. We spoke about the dinim of Klisheni, and we said Klisheni is Einem Mevashel. And the answer to this.